Okay, we'll start in 1 second. Okay, I don't know if is Avrami here?
No.
Is Avrami? Okay, I made him a co-host. Okay, Ellie Goldberg also co-host for today?
That's two in 1 week, Rebbe. I don't want to start abusing my powers.
No, I have this a method to my madness. I do admit it's madness, but it's still a method. Okay. Okay, I think we're ready to... Everybody can hear on Zoom? I was waiting for Ellie to give me the word. Okay, Yitzhak next time. Okay, well, thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Today we want to finish off the topic of Isur Malacha on Yedaleh. That's, as we've seen, that's a very fruitful topic, mostly a Makom Shenogu topic, but since, A, it's very relevant for the entire Masechta. B, as it turns out, we'll see, it turns out to be very important for Chametz as well, at least according to many Rishonim, and certainly many Deos in the Gemara, as we've already alluded. So this turns out to be a very critical topic more generally. It's also an opportunity to do it, since it also comes up here on that base, Omud base. So what we've been trying to explain so far is that there seem to be two periods when we talk about Isur Malacha on Yedaleh. And people can hear me in the back? Yeah? Okay, great. If not, just please tell me, because sometimes... and they can hear me on Zoom. Yes. Okay, good. Again, don't be polite. If not, definitely let me know. So... there are two periods. One, of course, is before Chatzos, the other after Chatzos. And again, according to Beis Shammai, it was even at nighttime. And the issue that we've been pursuing is whether or not this is a more of a technical halacha of tirda, or whether or not this is, and if so, what's the tirda for? So again, Rashi, in the beginning of Makom Shenogu, certainly when he's talking about not after Chatzos, but before Chatzos, emphasizes the problem of matzah and chametz, etc. And by implication, even though it's not explicit, what is the ha'aros of the Pnei Yeshua, and in a way, an implicit ha'ara of the Baal Amor, who starts off by saying, you know, Nira, we'll read the Baal Amor inside in just a minute, but Nira... that the whole focus on Makom Shenogu implies that something is going on after Chatzos. Again, the Pnei Yeshua was saying, how do you know what's going on after Chatzos isn't also minhag? Maybe it's just a minhag that is embraced by everyone. Moreover, maybe the after Chatzos is less pressured than lifnei Chatzos, especially if it's about making sure about Tashbisu, an issue, because then it's already viewed. You can, breathe a sigh of relief, hopefully, after the Chatzos. So it's an interesting question about the relationship that we're talking about, but Bepashtos is something more after Chatzos than Lifnei Chatzos. And the question is, A, to establish the relationship between the before and the after. That's why Rabbeinu David was so interesting and such an outlier, because it looks like Eli is like, in the Metropolitan Museum of Art or something. Or he's, sitting where Micha usually, sits in Los Angeles. I don't know. Anyways, the basic idea of Rabbeinu David is that, actually, if you start earlier, then, you're trying to make this a day of, a yontif kind of a day, whereas the later is the more pragmatic. And what we saw in the Ran and Maram Chalava And Bnei Yehoshua is the opposite, in that, you know, this is the more intuitive one. That is, that if there's a connection, it's because the minhag, right, extends the chatzos. You could have said that they're two different dinim, and they just have nothing to do with each other, but that, you know, the more serious one is after chatzos, and the more, you know, just simply the niyug is before. So this range is something that we have already encountered and seen. And where the bigger idea that I was trying to express, I guess are three, broadly speaking, perspectives to apply here. One is to apply the Rashi perspective, which others also embrace, and that is, it's about tircha and tircha and tirda, and doesn't even necessarily have to do anything with Korban Pesach. Rashi doesn't mention Korban Pesach. We'll see soon that the Ramban thinks that, you know, the Bavli isn't really talking about Korban Pesach, and even if you think that Korban Pesach is at the root of all this, in the end of the day, the bigger truth, or the equal truth, but an independent truth, is about matzah and about chametz. And that can push you pretty hard. But in the end of the day, that, you know, could be perceived, likely is perceived if standalone, as dindrabanan, as a pragmatic halacha. And then just like every Shabbos and every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov, you know, you have to make sure to, you know, properly invest in the upcoming, you know, Kedusha Sayom, just that then you do it min mincha l'mala, and there it says Seinu Rosim in Bracha. So too, right, there are more considerations, right, it was mentioned yesterday as well, that, you know, the, I think Antano mentioned it, you know, the, you know, Shol V'Dorshin Shloshim Yom, he also asked that question, that the Magen Mishnah asks, like, what's the difference between that and Sukkot, or preparing for Shabbos and Yontan? So there's more, it's quantitative, but fundamentally, it's the same. That's one big perspective. The second perspective is to focus on Korban Pesach. I'm going to get back to that in just a minute. But to focus on Korban Pesach, the way that the Yerushalmi seems to, the way that Rabbeinu David understands it in a narrower way, he just understands that that's the point of after Chatzos. There's no point of that before Chatzos, according to Rabbeinu David. And certainly one could read the Yerushalmi and Tosas also, that this is a din in Korban Pesach, but a very narrow din in Korban Pesach. It has to do with Asek, the Korban Pesach, or, you know, what seems to be like an appropriate kavod posture, like, you know, your korban is being nikrav, you know, and you are involved in, you know, in pursuits, you know, worldly pursuits, you know, this should be a time of focusing on the implications, like, of bringing the korban. So even if you don't focus, you know, pragmatically on it, still, the korban commands your attention. And that would be an important thing. It's actually very curious. I didn't bring the language, but the Yerushalmi, when it mentions, you know, this whole thing, actually starts off by noting, you know, starts off by quoting the pasuk. Anybody have the language of the Yerushalmi on them, either on Zoom or Avrami, have it? No. Who would have it? Mark Gottesman, have it?
Yeah.
It was a good guess. I could just tell something. You know, okay. Go ahead. How's it start?
I mean, there's a part at the beginning. I'm not sure if it's relevant. You know, k'siv shamtiz v'chazat pesach berev in the elafu shlucho minai in tamadom ar v'shalta v'chalta.
So what do you think? And what does v'shalta v'chalta teach you?
So it seems to teach you that yishliach is also capable of doing the pesach. I mean, that's the beginning of the Gemara.
So I actually think that it is. What do you think? Is that relevant or not?
I wasn't sure if this was like a technical thing in Yerushalmi, so I'll quote the beginning of a pasuk, just the darshan, the rest of it, or if it was just like narrowing. So I wasn't sure exactly how it was wrong.
Okay, so what I'm not sure about that either, but the reason I wanted to bring it up was because if you think that the Korban Pesach problem is purely a pragmatic problem, namely you're being Oseh B'Korban Pesach, so you have to give it your full attention. then it's curious that it comes in the context, right, of affirming that shlichus will help you here. Now again, the idea that shlichus works for shchitas korban pesach is not, you know, the chiddush of the Yerushalmi, or maybe this pasuk is. That's actually one of the prime makoros of shlichus in Kol Torah Kula is korban pesach. That's the sugya in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, right? The you know, the Gemara there, you know, casts about to try to find the makor for shluchos shel adam kimoso, and one of them is you know, the shachatu kol kahal Yisrael esa pasach. So the halacha isn't surprising. I just find it curious that in the context of trying to underscore how important it is that you know, cease and desist, that you abstain from malacha, so that you can properly, you know, focus your attention on the Korban Pesach, that we're actually acknowledging that it can be brought to shlichus. Okay? It isn't so strange. I mean, it's just an interesting point. But the mamados and Klal Yisrael kind of standing and being represented in the context of, I mean, again, this, let's say the next point of the Yerushalmi, right, which is
after the Gemara about the Malacha? With,
yeah. What's the other interesting point about the Yerushalmi, Mark?
I mean, then it goes on to talk about the Amados, yeah.
Right. You have the language? Just go ahead. We just read it through very quickly. This part of Ken Tosis also quotes too, but again.
The Gemara says, Mata Malacha Sham Tizbach is a Pesach Erev. In a Bidin Shaday, Azak Malacha Chal Bekor Bechak Erev.
Yeah.
Aval, I mean, Bemes, Asur Malacha, Asur Malacha Malacha, Kiadi Dudani. Layam kolanish dahavi alohi alenu bikurin haomer le parei alai itim lizbech yizar na ma'aracha aser the sapid of a town is masas malacha bovayim.
Yeah.
Okay. Amar miyona even tmidim korban osein shakal yisrael linu imiu kol yisrael olam yishalayim leis ksiv velashalash panim vashana yor kol zachorcha imiu kol yisrael yoshinu betelen vaksiv asat li venecha miyosef lenus es adagam ela sheitkinu anevim arishon amesrim arma mishmar osa kol mishmar mishmar.
Oh, so what's interesting about that is that you might have thought that this would be a special din in Korban Pesach. Right? It's a very unusual korban. You know, it's brought by Kenufia. One of the things, again, I hope we'll have a chance, you know, to speak more about is that the status of korban, we'll get to a little bit of the Mishnah Melech too in a couple of minutes, that is that the, you know, what is the status of Korban Pesach in general? Is it a korban yachid or a korban sibur? Answer is that's a very tricky issue. Very tricky issue. Because on the one hand, what would you say about Zach? Every individual is obligated to bring a korban pesach, or at least to be mitzurah, right through the minui in a chabura. Correct?
Yeah.
At the same time, the chaburas are the unit, not the tzibur. So it's not exactly a korban yachid. It's not exactly, maybe we'll, you know, at one point we want to do this topic. If we can't do it, you know, in the Gemara, then we'll maybe do it before Pesach. But it's not, it doesn't fall into a neat, you know, normal classification. If you look at the evidence in the sugyas, it's actually mixed. Sometimes the Gemara portrays Korban Pesach as a Korban Tzibur, right? And sometimes it's portrayed, for example, in terms of, you know, very interesting issues, you know, the Tumah, you know, things of that sort. Shabbos, of course, it's Nikva, you know, Zmano, but also has other characteristics of Korban Tzibur for certain dinim, and then for other dinim it doesn't. Sometimes the Gemara says that it's, since the issue really is that it's brought b'knufya. So again, what does that mean? It just means that everybody's bringing this korban yachid at the same time? Clearly not. So it's a, like everything else about korban pesach, as I like to kind of formulate it, it's a rule-breaking korban. But it's not enough just to say it's rule-breaking, meaning it redefines what constitutes tzibur, frankly, in the same way that it redefines you know, what is Yotzei for it, and what is Nosar for it, and what is, you know, Makomo, and, you know, who can be Makriv. There are a lot of and Lishma, some of the things that we're talking about. So either way, one could have said, and one might still say, that the din, you know, that you shouldn't do malacha b'shas hakravas hakorban, especially if that is partially derived specifically from Korban Pesach, from psukim that have to do with Korban Pesach, so then maybe that's limited to Korban Pesach. And again, you know, I'm suggesting now there are three broadly speaking approaches, and part of the question is their interrelation, right? There's the chametz and the matzah part, which we talked about, which could be just a narrow thing, more preparatory and so on. Now I'm talking about the Korban Pesach part, but this is exactly what I mean. The Korban Pesach is Korban Pesach, or Korban Pesach is simply an example of other kodshim. So what's curious is that the Yerushalmi, number one, begins by affirming shlichus. That takes, again, the edge off, you know, pragmatic involvement a little bit. It still could be kavod, tziruf, you're the bailim, behave like the bailim, you should be, you know, contemplating the significance of the korban, right? You know, some of the mefarshim in the parsha that we just read speak about, you know, korbanos, you know, and again this idea of, you know, like the Ramban idea, that a person should be nikrav himself. So there's a lot to think about. But again, this is a special din in Korban Pesach. It could have been a special din in Korban Pesach. But what's clear in the Hemshech HaYerushalmi is certainly aspects of it, if not all of it, apply to Korban Eitzim, to Bikurim, to Tmidim. Otherwise, we have much easier answers for some of the issues that the Yerushalmi is grappling with. Right? Now, you don't need to say Vasafta Deganecha to explain why, you know, why Yisra Malacha doesn't apply, you know, every single day, you know, which is a day of Akravas HaTmidim. So you could say, okay, it's a special, it's a broader din. The Muskal Rishon of the Mishnah Melech in Perek Vav, Hilchos Kli HaMikdash Halacha Tes, certainly is, right, to treat this Yerushalmi, you know, as a din klali. Right? And then you'll see, along the way, he makes some interesting suggestions, because he can't explain things. So he talks about, you know, Yom Tavoach, and he wants to know about, you know, the Rambam himself speaks about Korban Eitzim, we'll get that Rambam in just a minute, right? And he speaks about it in a certain way, and the Mishnah Lamelech treats it initially, you know, by comparing it to the Yerushalmi and Tosas, and then the Rambam and Hilchos Yom Tov. The initial assumption is, it's all the same halacha. Right? Or no, maybe it isn't. Maybe, even if it's a din, very specifically, very limited, even more somewhat, you know, narrowly in Korban Pesach, maybe it's unique. Because, number one, Korban Pesach is a unique korban, because of this Yachid Tzibur thing and so on. You know, it's both Yachid and Tzibur, or neither, you know, at the same time. But in addition to that, because of the role that Korban Pesach plays. So maybe a demand, or it's a Korban of Emunah, the way I like to say it. That's why you need the Lishma, that's why there's a psul of Orel and Mumar. So maybe, you know, even as a Korban, even if it is more limited, it's just different. Doesn't sound that way in the Yerushalmi, though. Or in Tosis's understanding, or the Mishnah Malach's initial understanding. But I will, I guess, going to go back to some of those lines in the Mishnah Malach, where he perhaps does make a chiluk. The third way, which we've been pursuing, is to take this Korban Pesach idea, but to expand it in a significant way. Okay, and again, so in Korban, to say that Korban Pesach is unique as a Korban, then we'll call that, you know, to be, you know, not to be, but to be. But now I'm into number three, the third approach. The third approach, I mean, is that the Korban Pesach isn't just, it's not just the requirements of the Korban Pesach that trigger Yisra Malacha. It's that the Korum Pesach, as we've been saying, you know, reflects and causes both a Yom Tov of sorts on Yom Yudalad. And then the question of whether that begins at night, the night of Yudalad, even Doraisa maybe, never mind the Herchev Drabanan, or Divrei Sofrim, or begins in the morning, and if so in Alos, or Netzachama, again, Tetzachama being an important category, especially for the Rama, or at Chatzos, which is the actual Zman HaAkrava, and what does Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira have to do with all this, and so on, all of this then becomes, you know, significant. And if that's the case, the idea that that impacts not only Isur Malacha, right, but also maybe even Chametz and Matzah, you know, becomes possible as well. Okay? So that's that's the context, and that just, you know, to give it a different, you know, frame. So what we were trying to discuss, we were in the middle of discussing the Rambam and all of this. So again, I think, you know, sometimes when we're, you know, it looks like we're going slowly, I guess, you know, in terms of the Dapa we are, but in terms of the material, we're actually going quickly. So I don't know whether or not there's a sufficient appreciation for, in my opinion, this is all my putting together mostly, I don't know whether there's sufficient appreciation for how many singular Rambams are interlocked, you know, into this perspective and Shita, because we've been doing them pretty quickly. But basically, it's several Rambams in Hilchos Korban Pesach, and several Rambams in a couple of Rambams in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim, as well as the Rambams in Hilchos Yom Tov. And again, if we, you know, underscore in each case what is mechudash about what the Rambam says and does, you know, a bigger picture, I think, emerges, you know, which of course is far more than the sum of its parts, and that's, you know, then explains a lot about what the Rambam was doing. So again, we examined what's called Pesach. That's what I want to finish up with now before we go back to some of the other Rishonim. But Hilchos Korban Pesach, you know, the Koteret, Sefer HaMitzvos, I didn't read inside, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, the whole concept of Chatzos and Zman in Korban Pesach is very subtly highlighted in the Rambam. When you compare Rambam's treatment of Korban Pesach with other Karbanos, certainly Musafin, right, Tmidin and Musafin, the concept of the role of the Zman, the fact that Zman isn't just the, you know, a timing to do it, but that the Zman seems to be part of Korban Pesach, is something that really, I think, emerges. The fact that Chatzos emerges, and not Sheish V'chetzi, as I said, the fact that Chatzos is the category for Derech Rechoka, the contrast between the way he treats Chatzos for Tmidim and Tefillah, and Chatzos for Korban Pesach, further illustrates all of this. The Netzachama piece, of course, again, is the Psak and the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov, like Beis Hillel. But again, it just fits perfectly with his Derech Rechoka Chiddush, which, by the way, is something that he wrote also in Pirush Mishnayos. And the fact that the Rambam's Derech Rechoka in general is, you know, from Nate to Chatzos, and therefore signifies who is Mechuyav or Mutal Olav Lasos as a Pesach, and it's more than Shogeg and Ones. In other words, the Rambam not only in Perek Hay, I'm just going quickly because we did this already, Perek Hay Halacha Tes, but also Perek Hay Halacha Beis, which again is L'shitaso in Pirush Mishnayos on that Mishnah about Derech Rechoka, namely that Derech Rechoka and Tameh are not just Anusim and Shogegim, but they determine who's Mechuyev and who's mufka from the absolute chiyuv, or the kores part of the chiyuv of Korban Pesach, all that fits in with this idea that from Nates till Chatzos is a chalos zman of Pesach, or the zman which dictates the chiyuv Pesach. The possibility that the Rambam's psak, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, which is surprising, even if it's only the moderate Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, in other words, the radical Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, is the view that you can be makriv Korban Pesach in the morning. The more mechudash, actually, is the more moderate one, and that is that you can't bring Korban Pesach in the morning, but the fact that you bring it in the same day in the afternoon, right, establishes, since it's roi ba'oso ayom, that even this morning has some aspect of zman Korban Pesach, and therefore the psul of Shalolishma already begins, meaning there's a shame Pesach with regard to that. The fact that Rabban Paskins are computed by Besera is surprising, but not really if indeed he believes that this characterizes the whole day. And the fact that he, unlike Rashi, doesn't emphasize Alos, but may believe, this I'm not sure about, that those dinim begin at Nates, is once again l'shitas. So these are the Rambam's in Psulei Hamikdashim, Hilchos Korban Pesach Hei Beis, Hei Tes, the Koteret, Aleph Aleph, Dalet, Pirshu Mishnayos, etc. Then when we move to Hilchos Yom Tov, what's so striking, this is what we were doing at the very end of yesterday's shiur when Romy was reading. What we find is so shocking is, again, he starts off almost like the Shakatari of the Gemara, namely, what is the relationship between this din here and the general din of Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, right? And we're waiting on tender hooks, you know, we're like, you know, anticipating, trying to figure out, is the Rambam going to tip his hand? Is this going to be a, you know, quantitative or a qualitative distinction? And then when he says Asher Bo, you know, instead of saying, you know, Shehu Misasek, the Korban Pesach, and then he adds for good measure Chagiga, right, that already is good reason to think that Yesh Dvarim Bego, that there's something very, very significant, you know, that is happening here. Again, you just have to ask yourself the question, like, where does Chagiga come into all this? And what does it really add to the mix? And maybe it takes away from the mix. In other words, the Yerushalmi says Korban Pesach. Again, the Magen Mishnah says the Rambam's Malkar is the Yerushalmi. Okay, I'm not sure that it isn't, but I'm not sure, it certainly isn't only the Yerushalmi, and it isn't the Yerushalmi the way I read it, or the way Tosis, I think, and others read it before. Because there's no Chagiga there. But the question you want to ask about Chagiga is, like, what does it add, as I say, and or does it detract? By that I mean as follows. There is this huge discussion in the Mishnah Melech, because the evidence is extremely mixed, and that is when is the Korban Chagiga. First of all, what Chagiga are we talking about? Clearly Chagigas Yedalot, not Chagigas Tezvav. Chagigas Tezvav is too early for that. The Mishnah Melech starts off with that, and also that was Klei Mikdash, and he makes it, he says, definitively, we're talking about Chagigas Yedalot. No question about that. When is the Chagigas Yedalot brought? So again, I'm not going to go into the whole Mishnah Melech, but the Mishnah Melech quotes a different Shitos. You know, either it can be brought from the morning, right? Now, if it can be brought from the morning, then the question is, how come that doesn't define Isra Malacha as starting from the morning? And the Rambam here is actually talking about Katzos, although we'll get to back to that in just a second. So wouldn't it be counterproductive, at minimum confusing, to quote Korban Chagigas Yedalid, right, if it threw the timing off? And even if you explain, as the Mishnah of Malach does, that maybe really you can, or you can bring Chagigas Yedalid in the morning. But nonetheless, since the reason you're bringing Chagigas Yedalid is in conjunction with, and more tuffel too, the Korban Pesach, nonetheless, with regard to Isur Malacha, right, since it's a tuffel to that Ikar, its Zman depends on the Ikar. That's the Mishnah Malach's idea, if you hold that way. Hard to know. But that, of course, begs the question, that raises the question, I should say, and that is, like, if the point of Chagiga is that it distracts you, right? So who cares whether it's Tafel or Ikar? Still, in the morning, you shouldn't be able to do Isur Malacha. Unless, you know, although let me take it before I say the unless, let's take it the other way. Maybe Chagiga could be Karev, right? Maybe it needs to be Karev before the Tamid Shel Beit Arbayim. That's an interesting question. Aleha Hashleim doesn't apply to Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is an exception. It's allowed to be brought, it needs to be brought maybe after the Tamid. What about the Korban Chagigas Yedal? I'll get to the Chagigas Yedal in just a minute, very brief. I'm not going to go through all the details of it. We need to expand a little more how we understand it and what it is, for even for this purpose. Okay, so let's assume that Chagigas Yedal, because Korban Pesach can only be brought in the afternoon, so also this can only be brought in the afternoon. So then another question, and that is, no one asks it, but why does the Rambam even mention it? Why get involved in it? Why bring up all these spekos? Yerushalmi was perfectly happy with Korban Pesach. Right? Korban Pesach alone, you know, is sufficient to carry the burden of Isur Malacha. Right? So why do we even need to add Chagiga and get into trouble trying to figure out which Chagiga, when Chagiga? Like, what is going on there? Oh. If you look in Hilchos, in Perek Vav, of Hilchos Kli HaMikdash, Halacha Tes, who did that? Mark, you still?
Yeah, I think I was able to see.
So what did he say in Vav Tes, and what sort of say about it, maybe? Do you have the language?
Yeah, let me get it up in a second. Okay. Right, so he was talking here about Korban Eitzim, which seems to be the context of Yerushalmi.
Exactly. Right? It seems to be connected to our Yerushalmi. And what does it say?
So, halacha tes. Umau Korban Eitzim. Zman gebuah ayah l'mishpachos, mishpachos, let's say, s'yarim la'avi Eitzim l'maracha, yom shagir l'vnei mishpachos il l'havi ha'Eitzim, imak b'even olos n'dava, v'zehu Korban Eitzim, v'ayalhem k'mo yom tov.
Okay? Now, that's not the casual part. Now you need to, right, to emphasize. V'haya lahem.
Okay, v'haya lahem. Right.
Kemo Yom Tov.
Yom Tov.
V'asurin bo behesped of the tainus. Go ahead.
Right. V'asurin bo behesped of the tainus. V'asiyas malacha. V'davar ze. Minhag.
Ooh.
Okay, so that's really...
So good. Two things. Number one, he says, v'haya lahem kemo Yom Tov. Okay? The first thing that he mentions is, by the way, the Yerushalmi in the Psachim mentions Hesped B'Tainus. Correct? Mark?
Yeah. Yerushalmi, I mean, he mentions it not in connection with the Pesach, but once it brings from the Yos Tainus.
Correct, 100%. So that's okay. But then he adds, V'dabar zeh minhag. And then the next halacha, Afilu Yochid, go ahead. So he twice mentions minhag. Fascinating. And when it comes to, so this is the question: the Mishnah Melech assumes that this Rambam is based on that Yerushalmi, and that this Rambam is a companion with Hilchos Yom Tov. Okay. Does it sound that way, Jonathan? What do you think? I mean, the way the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov is the way that he writes it in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash? certainly doesn't mention minhag. One of the questions of the Mishmal. Mishmal says, I don't understand why it's a minhag. In Ilchos Yontif, it's not a minhag.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
The Ksav Yad and the Frankel says that it doesn't have the word, but there is a minhag.
I know, in Halacha, Tes.
The first above Tes, yeah.
But it has an Halacha Yod. Okay. But it has Ki Yontov. Either way. It doesn't have that it's Yontov. There are different yourselves in Halacha Tes about minhag. In Halacha Yud, it certainly says Davar Zeh Minhag, and it's not clear that it wouldn't just go on Tes and Yud, frankly. But again, Mishnah Melech is very troubled by it. He's also troubled by the fact that the Rambam emphasizes Hesped V'tainis here in Kli HaMikdash, but he says nothing about it in Hilchos Yom Tov. Right? He doesn't understand that. Says, if anything, you know, because Karban Pesach is, there's a mokar, it's more doraisa, like what's going on? Now, the second discrepancy. The third discrepancy, Rav Sheshes was actually misanen, right? And even though the Gemara thought maybe it was based on Ben Desera, these are all questions, all comments of this long Mishnah Melech. I mean, short compared to the Shkagos, right? Might even be short relative to the Kesef Mishnah, you know, on Taroves. But still, you know, a sizable Chaticha Ruya L'Hiskabed of Mishnah Melech. And Kedarko, there's a lot here. Now again, the Mishnah Melech scrambles to try to be Miyashim. Oh, the Ram didn't mention Hesped V'tainis, because that only starts at Chatzos. And the other one here, of course, it begins from the beginning of the day. Okay, I'm not sure whether that's such a, you know, strong explanation. We'll get back to the Mishnah. My point is, there's no Chagiga in the Yerushalmi. Chagiga might actually be a problem if the timing is off. Either way, if the timing is not off, it seems like it's superfluous. The Rambam there says minhag, at least somewhat says minhag. He says it's kemo yom tov, focuses on hesped v'tainis. It doesn't sound to me like what the Rambam says in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash is identical with what he says in Hilchos Yom Tov. Then, the next, lefikach, again, it's mipnei sheyesh bo chagigas u'shkitas hakorban. And then it's lefikach yomar basar osar batzias mocha medivrei sofer. We talked about it yesterday. Kemo cholo shomoid. Then you look at Zion Aleph and cholo shomoid is mikra kodesh, right? V'hu kal micholo shomoid. Once you're saying hu kal micholo shomoid, what's the point of having? There's no Gemara. No Gemara said that this is like cholo shomoid. The Rambam said it. Right? When the Pnei Yeshua was quoting it the other day, he was quoting it from the Rambam. He just didn't tell you what his makar is. As far as I'm aware, the first person to make this equation is the Rambam.
The Gemara does compare some of the heterim of Chol HaMoed.
Okay, like with that's true. But the Rambam doesn't talk about the heterim. He's talking about the Iser.
Right.
And remember that in Zion Aleph, he tells you that Chol HaMoed is based on Mikra Kodesh. So if you're going to quote Chol HaMoed, Mikra Kodesh, and then you're going to say, of course, it's not. You have to pretty much think that this is a very important, conceptually at least, comparison, one would think. Right? Then the Eina Osar Al-Bichatzi Hayom Olamala choose Mana Shchita. This is what I think Josh was trying to say the other day. And then Natana also mentioned it to me, which is, I thought we had said it, but I'll just repeat it again. The Rambam begins by saying that Yom Arba Asar B'Nisan is Asar Basiyas Malacha. Right? And then only later, right, Dash, is what you meant also? That then only later does he say, Aval, that's a strange way to do that. Those have been this year a little longer. I don't know if we've had it yet. I think we had it this year also. Actually, the Rambam Taroves Chametz Red Ram says, Putecha Bavli and da. These are Tarovis Chametz. And then when he bad, then he says, oh, Babedvar Maburim, if there happens to be, which exclude them, according to our reading, I think most readings. So why formulate it? Why say something that isn't true and then go back and say, you know, that it's only true under these conditions? Right? We had it last year, we talked about Tahara. Right? One of the things I was trying to explain was that the Rambam thinks that Tahara, even for Chulin, you know, the Chathila should have Machshava, Kavana. And the way he says it is, says, you know, you need Kavana for Tahara. And they said, of course, it's not Ma'akev, and why say it that way? You know, V'chahena, V'chahena, you know, I wouldn't say Ad Ein Svar, because that isn't true. But there are many, many examples of like this in the Rambam. So the question is, why? But if the answer, if the point is that the Rambam is trying to say, listen, this is a moed, this is a Yom Tov, it's a day you bring Korban Pesach. I think we paskin, I don't know which came first. Doesn't matter. Right? And we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Right? Even Baboker, but from Nates, maybe. Or maybe not, but certain things from Nates anyway. Derech Rechoka is certainly from the morning, according to the Rambam. And that's certainly from Nates, Pirush Mishnayos and Yada Chazak. So that coincidence that here too, he says Biyom Arbasa, then only later qualifies it. And frankly, if the Chagiga is brought on Yom Yudalid earlier, both the fact that it's still Bamedvar Mamurim and it's Artzach Hatzos, as well as the earlier impression that there's something earlier, all of this fits in. Right? And then he says, Neitzachama, Ad Chatzim Tolib Minag, Mokam Shinagu, and then comes Halach Yutes, which is again a huge kiddush of the Rambam that the Raivin and others disagree with. That's where the Rambam says that the distinctions made in the Sugya Nun Hei, you know, about the Gimel Malachos and Hitchil and Hifsik, which all Rishonim assume is a reference to either Mokom Shenagu Lolasos Malacha, Lifnei Chatzos, or maybe after Chatzos, right? The Rambam says, no, the whole thing is according to the is Lifnei Chatzos, according to the Mandamar, Mokom Shalonagu Lasos, or Shalonagu Lasos Malacha, say it that way. Meaning, the Rambam's Mokom Shalonagu, right, itself is limited. And it really is true then that the entire Yom Yudalid, for a certain, for a good chunk of Malacha, is Asur Lagamri, Shalobataris Minag. That confirms Bim Seira, it confirms the way he starts off in Halacha, Yudches, Lefikach Yom Arba Asar, it would work in well if the Chagiga really is later, and both or it's both. That's what Halacha Yudches is. Afilu b'mokom shenogu lasos, lo yadcha b'tchila lasos malacha b'yudalad, afa pi shiyocha l'gamra kodem, chatzos, ele gimlu manios b'vad shematchil in mokom shenogu lasos ba'osanad chatzos. Kayatim asaparim akoksin, sharmonios imhitchibem kodem yudalid, ushagomarad chatzos, she'enam trichim le sharmonios, says the Raivid, right? Omer Avram, lokein suras alacha, elu Rabbi Meir, kom alacha shilu tzorech hamoed, gom Rabbi yudalid. Rafim, amokom b'shinogu shalol asos, v'shalol tzorech hamoed, osim b'mokom shinogu lasos. Osar abonim meimar, hanach gimul manios, atchule nami matchilin afilu b'mokom shenoagu, shelo lasos. Ulahater ba'u, lo leesor. Right? Midelo kamar, v'chachomim omrim enosim etzera. So basically, what that means is, what the Raivin is saying is, no. This is all kulas, even within mokom shenoagu, or maybe even after chatzos. And the Rambam's saying, no. All this whole din of Mokom Shinogu, Mokom Shalola Nagu, Ein Lecha Ba'al Lechidusha, that doesn't mean there's no Isra Malacha on some level, on Yom Yudalid. So it's equally fascinating is that in Perek Zion of Yom Tov, The Rambam connects Chol HaMoed also to Chagiga. Chol HaShomoed Avo Bishlo Nehmer Bo Shabbason Ho V'Nikra Mikra Kodesh V'Harei Uzman Chagiga B'Mikdash Asu Batsiyas Melacha. And that, of course, is Divrei Sofrim. So now, that's part of the puzzle. Why is he mentioning, isn't it superfluous or distracting, Chagiga? Oh. So one other part of this puzzle, so we're going to have to stop. So I just want to, I'm going to take Thursday, we're going to start earlier. Let's do Thursday 10:15, because I want to get back. I want to finish up just the other Rishonim. Tosfos Balamor, Ramban, Ravid, you know, on the Hasagos, Rabbeinu David, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, Tosfos Rash, just very quickly, and speak just very quickly about a few other points. Then I want to speak about the rest of the Gemara, Hahuar Ma'a, and that whole Tosfos actually fits in nicely with the Derech Rechoka issue. Before I do that, since I'm not going to have more than that, I'll just tell you where I want to go with this, and then you'll just look up just a couple of more things very quickly. That, in my opinion, the Chagiga part here is very critical. And it's another Rambam Lishitasa. So it's the view of the Balei Tosfos that Chagiga Siddalid is a Dindrabanan and kind of a technicality at that. So just look, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but just look very quickly at Tosfos, at the Mishnah on Samach Tesomid Beis, and at Tosfos on top, Ayin Omid Aleph. And compare that to the treatment of the Rambam, which I think is totally what he's referring here to. And that is, very quickly, Perek Ches, look at the Koteret, and if you can, Sefer HaMitzvos. Mitzvah Tez Zayin in the Koteret, and it's Mitzvah Kuf Yud Ches in Sefer Mitzvos. Look at the Rambam, Perek Ches Halacha Gimel, and Perek Ches Halacha Yud Gimel, and Perek Yud Halacha Aleph Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, and Hilchos Chagiga Perek Beis Halacha Yud. Okay, I'm just going to do a quick job, but the point I'm going to try to make is that the reason that the Rambam invokes Chagiga Siddalid here is also Lishitaso, that the Rambam thinks that Chagiga Siddalid is a Kiyum Daraisa, and I believe he thinks that that Kiyum Daraisa is connected to the quasi-Moed status of Korban Pesach, Chag HaPesach, etc. So then, kind of invoking alongside Korban Pesach the din of Chagiga, right, makes a great deal of sense. It's his way of saying that this is Chag HaPesach, which justifies, you know, this quasi notion of Isur Malacha, and not only for Chatzos, but even spilling, you know, earlier, you know, as well. Okay, so that's what I want to finish with in the Rambam. And then I want to just talk very briefly about Balamor, Ramban, Ravid, etc. And then I want to speak about Hahu Arma'a and some of the other little points in the Gemara. I mostly want to get, maybe I'll give you also Mar Makomos for Socher and Maskir, or at least for, you know, the Zman of Bedika Ba'erev, which we already seen a little bit with the Ravid, the Or, but maybe a little further on that. But basically I want to try to get to Dalid Omid Aleph on Thursday. So Thursday we'll do, no, 10:15 is too early. Let's do 10:30, so that way I'll make sure it's on time. 10:30, but we'll go to a regular time. Okay? Very good. And we'll also try to set up through Avram some meetings for tomorrow.